This podcast is powered by Cava Luna in Rotterdam Ahoy. Our guest today is a true master of classical dressage, the legendary Portuguese horseman Luís Valencia. For decades, he and his team have been the heart of the Cava Luna shows, enchanting audiences across Europe with their breathtaking Lusitano horses and their haute école performances. And you have to tell me later how to pronounce that. Together with his daughter Filipa, Luís continues a proud family tradition, blending passion, artistry and harmony between rider and horse.
Hello and thank you for listening to Horse Heroes. In this podcast, Floor Schoonemakers of EHS Communications takes you on an equestrian odyssey around the globe, talking to some of the leading entrepreneurs and sporting superstars that shape the wonderful world of horsemanship. Listen to these touching tales from amazing horsemen and women as they share their open-hearted horse stories in fun, frank, passion-filled one-on-one conversations. So sit back, kick off your boots, and enjoy the ride.
Welcome, the great Luís Valencia. Welcome in my podcast.
Thank you very much.
And thank
nice,
you.
Nice words, but I don't need that. The words is from to the horses. My legendary master, it's not me, it's the horses.
It's the horses and that you.
It's the horses that give me that passion. Mm-mm. And when you do something with love and passion, you have a good result and you have much people that go in that way. And that it's my pleasure. No?
Yes, because we arrived here today. You welcomed us at your stable. And it's like, I told you already, it's like we're walking around in a museum with all the stories here.
It's not a museum, it's my house.
Yes.
With the decoration, with nature things, the flowers, the horses, the nice people that it's with me.
And the horses don't have
but
stables.
But principal the horses and the horses.
Yeah, but what you said, you look at the rooms for the horses. It's like a big hotel. You're really nice. But I introduced you, of course, because we're talking about Cava Luna in this podcast. But I would like to go back a little bit to the start of your whole life. Because can you tell me how old you are now?
I go to do 80.
You're going to be 80, so it's lots of stories. And if we go back in the beginning, like where were you born and how did you grow up around the horses? How did it all start?
Okay, you go much years behind. I have my godfather, because my father is a marine, my mother is a normal woman. Mm. He don't have anything about the word of the horses. But I have my godfather, when I am 4 or 5 years old, I begin to go with him. And him is very important in Lisbon. I think that it's a more important man about horses. He have horses to bullfights, he have horses to the hound, he have horses to sport, he have horses to carriage. And I begin to live with him all days. And now this is my first master and give my good experience about horses, to know the personality from the horses, the quality, what is better for that, what is better. I have good times with him. He go to pick me after I am in school, he pick me in the school, and I pass all day with him in the farm with the horses, and I look how to do that, how to do that. It's my good and fantastic. I love and I remember old days, my godfather, Fernando Galão. After later, he have do a riding school. And after I know a fantastic man in the riding school is Mr. Menezes. Mr. Menezes is a man, he have 87 years old. It's a man that his father is a pupil from François Boucher, and he have all that program from Boucher. And in that moment, I have a chance. He begin to give me lessons, all days. After the lessons, he begin to have like he's my grandfather. It's a motive to go out of the house with 87 years, just to the 93 years when he died. And I have a big experience about dressage.
Do you remember, how old were you these days?
I have 17 years old.
Yes.
And I have a fantastic horse, very nice, that I dress with. I have my experience. Mm-hmm. And one day he gave a lesson to one of his people in the riding hall of my godfather. And he tell me, why you are here all days to look? Because I love that. And the proprietary here, it's my godfather. I want to hear what you tell. You have a horse? Yes, I have a horse. Show me the horse. And I show the horse. My horse, the name is Baron. Baron. And he looks me and tell me, how old are you? 17. I have 87. All my life, I have a dream to have a horse like you have with 17 years old. If you want, I come all days, each day, to give lessons to you. And that, it's my first master. Later, I pass to Mr. Oliveira, because Oliveira is married with a cousin, one my cousin. And I have a moment fantastic, because I work with Oliveira in the morning. We begin all time 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. And after lunch, I work with Mr. Menezes.
Yeah.
Now I have the two different philosophy, one very close with Boucher, another very open with all the dressage. Oliver, it's the best professional that I have known in my life. In all things, like passion, it's a man that he dream with, who have do with that horse, it's fantastic. And he passed me that passion. And after, I begin to work by myself, all time with the help, in that moment, with Oliveira. Because when I have problems, I phone, and they tell me, do that, do that, do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes result, other times don't result, but it's all the experience. You know, in the life, you need to have passion for the things that you do. But don't think that you do everything. You need to have all time somebody that can help you. Or the books. You need to read much about all the masters. Or sometimes, like I have the Mr. Oliveira, when I have problems, I phone him.
Yeah.
And after, in the end of the last 10 years, you are big friends. It's me that choice the horses for him. Sometimes he phone me 5 o'clock in the morning. Luis, you sleep? No, I speak with you. I don't sleep. I want a horse. And after he tell me, because it's an artist, he begin to compose a horse. You know, I want a horse with the head from Corsari. Corsari is one of his horses. Maybe the body like Curioso.
Yeah.
Maybe the jarrets like Jabut or something. How I can do that? Go quickly. Go quickly. And the last time I have very nice stories with him, and I have learned much with him. And he have given me much things.
Yes.
You know, in my life, I have, you know, the people in the life, you have several roads.
Yes.
And my road, you have all time one star. Positive, it's a horse. All the things well in my life, there are a horse. I am married, there are 56 years, and it's with one horse that I know my wife.
Oh, really?
Yes, and all the family. It's the horse that give me a good way. It's because I love and I live to my horses. In that moment, it's a little difficult to live with that because there are makes expensive the food to the horses, the personnel to work with the horses. It's very, very difficult. But you do the right, left, and the things go.
But you told me in the beginning that your parents were not horse people.
Nothing.
So how did they? What did they like it that you became this person completely in love with the horses?
You know, the first is my godfather.
Yes, yes.
And you live near. My godfather don't have sons.
No. Ah.
And now, in that moment, he adapt me like a son.
Yeah.
And it's the beginning. And after I begin, in the years after Mr. Menezes, I begin to receive some horses private to dress, and that it's very good because I have all time some suggestions and some work to do with the, because you know the horses, there are two horses equal.
Yeah. No.
No, the horses are different. It's like the people.
Yeah.
It's like the people. You need to have a special philosophy to know and understand the horses. And I have one thing that I have learned that more with Oliveira. The begin is the principal things when you begin a horse. And the begin is very easy. The begin, you know, the horse, it's a press of the predator. When you begin to work, he needs that he accept the rider, not the predator, but the friend.
Yeah.
And now, you that first phase, it's very interesting. There are horses that accept that more quickly. There are others that take more time. But there are 4 points very important. The eyes from the horse, the smell,
ears.
The ears, and the touch. And I begin with that. And the first is the sound, the voice. You can compare the horse like a baby. A little baby, when you go near the baby don't know what you are, if you are a predator or if you are your father.
Yeah.
And what you do? Ah. And that give confidence to the baby. With the horse, it's the same. My first approach in the work in the lounge, it's to put the voice.
I heard you. Yes, I heard you doing it earlier.
And sometimes when it's not good,
yeah,
like the babies. After that, it's to approach the horse. It's the eyes. You don't stay afraid. But if you know the sound, you go approach it to tell and you are at a moment you can touch. And after the smell, I do that in the beginning. I give my hand to the smell to the horses. And after, there are in maybe 1 week, you are the horse like a friend. Mm-hmm. You can begin to building his work. But when you're building this work, you need to know how is the character from the horse. There are horses that he goes more nice, more not so quickly. You need to stay patient with that. And after it's fantastic because it's a word that there are a moment that you speak with your horse. Without the horse don't understand, but he understands the signs.
Yes.
And with that signs, it's very easy. After you begin to work with the touch with the whips, after you begin to work the important part of the horse, the legs, the shoulders, the vertebral column, and that comes the flexibility from the body.
Yeah.
And after, go.
But when you look back in your youth, when you were 17, in the time when you was with Oliveira, I mean, you decided, I mean, you were not in school anymore by then. Or did you stop school, or were you still in school?
No, I am in the veterinary school.
That's what I was wondering, because maybe in those days it was not so easy to make a job from horses.
Yes, I am in the veterinary school. After I have a big problem in my life, I go to the military service.
Oh.
And I have stayed 42 months in the military service. But I have a big chance in the military service. I finish my first part in 3 months. I am like an official, I don't know how to tell. It's not from the career. It's, and after 6 o'clock, I go out. I go to the riding hall to work my horses.
Oh.
When I finish that, I go to do my specialty. It's in Oporto, the city of Oporto. and have a chance that the command from the National Guard, Republican, in Oporto, it's a big friend for my father at the time. And they tell, oh, Luis, you can take horses here. And I have take to Oporto two horses. When I finish 5 o'clock, I go to ride my horses. I have all time the horses. And when I finish the speciality, you need to have the collocation in the Portugal. Everybody want to go to Lisbon. And I have tell, no, I want to go to Elvas. Elvas, it's in the... in the customs between Portugal and Spain. Mm-hmm. And there are army that from cavalry that it's close. Now I have put, immediately I stay there. And there I begin and my one phase very good. Because I have rent a little riding, a little boxes yeah. in the city. I have two horses there. After I began to utilize the riding hall from the army, and when one day the commandant from that is Luis, one thing, I want to reform all my part of the horses. You go to do that. And after that, I have the boxes, the riding hall, it's all fantastic.
So you created something I create.
And after I have big friends in that part that come, and it's like a club. In the end of the day, they come from Spain, from there, and you have a client, oh, you have a new horse, I want to... The ambience from the horse and the dress. In that moment, there are near, it's Villabuin, it's a little city near Helvers. There are a fantastic breeder from jumping horses. It's Mr. Caldeira. Mm-hmm. In that moment, he don't have riding all close. He come with this truck and you work the horses there. Now you have a very nice ambience in my military service. I have 42 months from, but all time with my horses.
Yes.
I never, but I have the problem with the veterinary stud because Elvas, it's 250 kilometers from Lisbon. During 2 years, I have repose. After I have gone to Lisbon, I begin. But I have so much work with horses that the veterinarian stop.
Yes.
And I stay with the horses. After that, they begin to invite me to present some horses there, or there are some parties. And that begin the moment from the show. I don't like the show. I like to prepare the things to the show. But, you know, after I am married, I have two doctors, the third come later. I need to receive a little more money. I do some presentation, and that begin to open me a new part of my life. It is the shows.
What age did you have by then?
23.
You already had two daughters then? Yeah.
I have married, 24. I marry with 22. I have Philippa. Mm-hmm. 11 months after Louise.
11 months. Oh. I'm not going to say anything.
And 2 years more, Sophia. But, you know, my children begin to come with me all days. It's because they are fantastic riders and they understand. All days after the school, like I have do with my godfather.
Yes, they I did do with it. You.
And he do everything to clean the horses, to clean the shoes. He have learned the basic things from to the contact with the horses. And after begin to ride, not very expressive, but with the time, he have the experience from that. After you have another big problem in the, you have all times, it's not a problem, maybe it's God that give me that part of my life. They come the revolution here in Portugal. I have in that moment 22 horses in my place to dress. I have only some boys that I, Carlos Pinto, for example, you know,
yes,
Carlos
yes.
Pinto, me, his son, I tell Minhoca, I put names to the boys because Daniel, it's there. Mm-hmm. Nuno Palma that lives in German after he married with my doctor. reason.
Oh, really?
I have much people that want to have the future with in the horses. And much horses. I have 22 horses in the moment from the revolution. In 2-3 months, all that people that have horses sell the horses, give, offer the horses. They don't want to have a horse because it's a sign of money. You don't want it. They are afraid. I don't know. I live in that time. I never pass anything with me. But there are a moment I stay only with 2 horses. In that moment, I need to
earn money, do something.
And I am a big friend of Alvar Domecq. And Alvar tell me, come to Jerez, because here you have work. And I have come with all the family. Sofia is born in that moment. He have 3 months. My wife, fantastic. My wife, all times in that, he never put negative things. He helped me in my passion, in my profession. And you have go to Jerez La Frontera, when I have stayed during 1 year.
Mm-mm.
And one day they come, one guy from Canarias, Iceland.
Oh, yeah.
And he have a big club. It's Tauro Country Club. To the tourism, he want to do a show. You are be able? Yes, I am be able. And I have come to Portugal. I have buy horses. I have buy some costumes Portuguese. And I have go to the Island Canarias in a boat, a old boat. Ciudad Venezuela.
With all the horses.
With all the horses, with the doctors. The guys there, he tell me, you are from a circus, no? Because he has horses and the children. And you begin there to do, organize a show. You have a big success. In 1 year after, the tourism from Las Palmas give the prix, the best entertaining touristic from the island. And I have stayed there 2 years and half.
Oh, with the whole family and...
And all the family.
And you did the continue the show the whole time?
The whole time. You know, we have building riding hall because there are two... It's something when you do... put the legumes, tomato, you have put out. One you have do a riding hall, the other you have do to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And you have organized a show. It's a nice show. And in the end, there are or a dinner or a lunch, only the show. And you know, 1 year after that, you have problems with the, I don't like to tell, but with the chief, the big chief. You don't pay to the people. And it's me and my wife that begin to do the show, ride the horses, do the food. And after the show, you take the kazakh out and you serve in the table.
Mm.
They tell, it's very good. You have learn how to do the good tourism to receive. And after we have returned in Portugal 2 years and a half, I put there another people of me that work here. You have go to stay with the shows there. And you have returned to begin our, like in the old times. I go to my old riding hall in Lisbon and I begin to work. And in that moment begin the school, the Portuguese school.
Mm.
And I have one horse that I have dressed the cabriolet. The school don't have jumping horses.
Mm-mm.
And I have one altar that I have by... that it's dress, they invited me to go to the school with the 2 horses. And I begin in the mob. At the school, you know, the riding school, I don't know if you go to speak.
Yeah.
You go to speak with João Pedro. That
yes,
is the
João Pedro and Francisco.
But you know, Francisco is my people. He have worked here
in
the beginning. Kiko.
Yeah, Kiko.
Kiko. But you know, the school begin... in a way, very nice. There are no money. They give 6 horses, each riders, professional riders.
Yeah.
And one time a month, you go to the National Institute to do training something. In that time, it's the director and the organizer, everything, it's the Dr. Borba. It's a very fantastic writer, fantastic teacher. After you go to Lisbon, to the box, very bad boxes, boxes with 2 meters by three, and you work 8 o'clock in the night, just 11 o'clock in the night, in the riding, in the jockey club. It gives the riding hall. It's closed only for the school. And you have worked there maybe 2 or 3 years. Huh? In the end of the work of a normal work, the horses, you go to Lisbon, you train. It's very good because you do that with pleasure.
Yes.
You don't receive money. There are no money. There are only passion to do something. Huh? And the school begin like that. Huh? It's the best time from the school is that time. Huh? Because you have, after they are invited, when the school begin to have more practice, and the now it begin to go to invite it to France, to some exhibition in England, and that begin. There are a moment, you do the installations in Queluz, the Palace of Queluz. In that moment, I go out of the school because I don't have time to have that. That you have a special time, begin 9 o'clock in the morning, just 3, 4 o'clock. During the night I can go.
But the day
it's impossible. But I have, during 3 years, I have all time 2 horses from the school here.
Yeah.
That I dress a little, and after I send to the school, I have all that connection, that passion of you to have something. And now the school, it's fantastic. The school, you have a very good basic things, because there are moments you don't have money. After the parks of Sinter take care from the school, and now you have some consistency. And I think much, because the passion, it's a little out. It's more like an enterprise.
It's a bit more commercial. Everything.
Not commercial. It's more enterprise from the states.
Yes.
Like an office.
Yes.
And that with the horses is not that. You need to have. Sometimes I come here in the night to do some experience with that horse or with the other. That it's not impossible. It's impossible because it's something official. It needs to have that. That block, the time. It's maybe for one part it's good because it gives to the riders some order. But you know, with the equestrian art, you need to have order, but you need to have space.
Yes, exactly.
To have space, because it's very important. That ambience, the time from Borba, it's fantastic, because Borba, it's a leader. You know, all that part, that things about art, he needs to have a leader. Because, for example, you know, in my time, the leader is Mr. Oliveira. You have something, you have the respect for Oliveira. And it's very nice. You know, one day I have a big problem with one horse from the school, with the Piaf from the horse. And I found to Nuno, and he tell, I prove to do that. Shoulder in, do the Piaf, put the horse straight, maybe the horse begin to don't, because the horse touch the hand in the other. And I tried that, and do another thing. Dress to the horse the Spanish walk. Maybe the horse begin to have more ability to do that. Okay. And I have to do that. But in that moment, our leader don't want that horse to do Spanish walk. And one day, I go more early, and he comes, what you do? I do that because, no. Here, I don't want that to do that. Okay, it's finished. I stay with the... And Nuno is very interested with the work. He phoned me some days, how go the horse with this? And I tell, now it's finished because... Oh, what I tell. He begins to cry. Oh, that guy, he don't have the passion. that it's not to do nice, it's to something to corrige the movement from the other. I got to speak with him. No, please don't do that.
You like those dudes, eh?
Because it's my shift. Please don't do that.
And he
but
did.
You know, it's the story from one man very strict with the
rules
from the school,
yeah.
And the other that it's open the sky from the art.
Yes.
And that it's all time lessons that you learn.
But what happened in the end? Were you allowed to do it or
I
not?
I don't can. He learned the Spanish walk.
in another
hour.
Yeah.
And it's a little better. But all time you have that. It's some jest from that born with him. But you have learned how is the exercise that can corrige that. Don't corrige 100% in that horse, but in others, yes, it can corrige that.
Yes. Yeah, but we saw now when I'm here at your place, and you for sure will tell me about the place where we are now. You just showed me how you still train the horses yourself, doing the levade and the jumping and the kicking.
Yes, you can train. You know, not all the horses can do the same way.
No,
the basic the things it's the same. After each one, you have his speciality. You need to, you know, I have a story. There are Luis, 40 years before, in Golga, Mr. Andrade, you know, Mr. Andrade is the best breeder. It's a man, he knows everything about the breed of the horses, the origin, everything. It's a fantastic man. It's encyclopedia from not so dressage, but from the horse. And in the end of the fair, he tell me, Luis, come here. I got to offer the horse. Nobody ever offer. It's that one. He have is a gray horse. He tell you, know that horse. I don't know who is the father. Some I think that one fall jump to the mares. I don't can register. I don't can stay with the horse. You take the horse for you. And I have take the horse. I begin to work, and the horse, he have not nice movements. He have much, how would you tell that? The horse do...
Yes, swimming a bit.
Swimming, yeah. Swimming.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the English word, but if we say swimming, they understand.
And, but I begin to work, and there are a moment that I begin to, that the horse, he have fantastic, expressive, in the movements from the jump. And in 1 year, the horse do fantastic cabrioles. And 1 year after, in Golga, I do all years a show. I present the horse, and I tell, thank you, Mr. Andrade, to give me... And Andrade come in the end, and say, thank you, Luis, because you have saved the horse. The horse, it's not a fantastic horse to do dressage proofs or something, but you have a profession. The name of the horse is important. Thank you, because we have saved and you have given way to my horse. You know, you need to... It's like the humans.
Yeah.
Not everybody can
do the
medicine, not engineers, not painter, not... you need to... And that is very important. It's like Nuntel. My way, my... philosophy, it's a democratic to the horses. I need to know the expert, because he have some horses, he dress the horses and everything, because it's a man, a fantastic. But some horses, the specialty, the life change, the others, it's Passage Piaf, is, you know, that horse have more expression, that I need to give him the possibility that he have his personality out in the dressage. And that it's like he tell, it's a democratic philosophy crest that I have here with my horses.
But at the place where we are now, when did you come here?
I come by the highway. Someone will No, that is another story. That are wars inside. I have my riding hall in Lisbon, and I have one of my people that work in Valencia. And one day he phoned me, Luis, I have here a client, love your question heart. He want to buy a Portuguese horse and stay for you, dressed by you. Mm. They come in June here, and they buy Sultan. Sultan is my palomino. They buy Sultan. Sultan goes to my place in Lisbon. And that man, you know, sometimes there are moments in the life that you need, there are some expression that can give you a big future.
Yes.
That man come to me, and he's a very rich man, and tell me, Sir Valencia, how cost to have the horse in that moment is 500 scudos by month. Dressage, everything, 500 scudos, it's 25 euros now.
Oh, so nothing.
It's nothing, but anything. But you know, I want the double attention to my horse, the double time to dress my horse, the double food to my horse, the double, everything, the double. And I got to pay you the double.
Oh, wow.
And I tell, a big mistake. All my horses, they are equal. I receive equal for us. I have respect from your host or to the other. They are all equal.
Yep.
I don't want to receive the double.
No.
And he looks at me. You don't receive, you don't like money. Yes, I like money because I have tell you the price and I want that price. And that's the resist in that man. And 1 year after, he tell me, Luis, you are in a conditions here, you don't have conditions to do what you pretend to do, because I receive in that moment, I begin to receive some people from France to pass the holidays to learn. Here you have a riding hall, little, no windows. Why you don't do? Because I don't have economic condition to do that. Okay, no problem. You go to see a place to buy, and you go to building that. And that begin here. You have buy the place here to Mr. Paliak, the director from the breeders in Portugal. He lives here, he don't live anymore because he died there at 3 years. And you have building that. In that moment when you have building that, you have the experience from the Canarias. And you have opened that to the tourism. I have organized a show. And I receive groups here during the years 98. I receive during the year 500,000, 600,000 people here to come to see the show, take dinner after you have fado, after you have
here. Wow!
I have a restaurant to 1,000 people down. It's closed. There are 12 years that it's closed. And it's a big moments. We have in the beginning not all the all the building that you have now, but after with the time we have do a big restaurant and everything. The riding hall, you have a little riding hall without no cover, but you have cover. You have see my riding hall down. No.
No, not yet. We will go after the podcast.
After I got to show you. And begins here the word of the show. So. And there are a moment you begin to have invited with my shows to France, to England. After that story in Paris with my horse Sultan.
Tell me the horse.
You have do.
Tell me the story.
And the story we have do. A show in Paris. It's a salon from the arts in Paris. And I have go with the Sultan and my halter that after go to the school that I present in Long Rains. We have do the shows there. And one afternoon they come, the president from the federation, and tell, I want to invite you because it's the jumping, international jumping in Paris, that you present the horses there. Okay, and you have go, and my doctor present the horse, like you have seen the, like Lady Godiva, without saddle. Mm-mm. She have big head.
Yes.
And she presents George to do things that the people have seen in the books, like the canter in his legs, the canter back. It's a success.
And he was a beautiful Palomino with the white hair, so very special.
They stay in Central Poster from the Schwal magazine. They tell gold horse with silver rider because she has
silver dress.
And that is it's a moment very, very strong. When you return here, because the money that they have offered by the horse, it's the money that it's. They are a couple that want to buy the horse and offer me 1 million French franc by the horse. It's a fortune. I need that to building, have not finished building that. But I have to, no. I don't sell. And the proprietary from the horse, it's that man. He don't sell the horse. What I tell, it's irrespect. When you arrive here, after that promotion, they come to television. Two times a big look. I will tell the man that speak in the television, very new in Portugal. He come, he ride the horse, he do he tell the story. It's a good promotion to the center.
Yes.
All the Portugal knows the center. That you see the result to tell no.
Yes.
You have the
sometimes
other
no is a very
positive,
big yes.
And in that moment, that man that have building that, tell me one thing. Today, I go to give you 30% from the center. You go to do a contact. And they give me 30% from the center. But you know, the life, sometimes there are stories that tell, it's a film or something, but no, it's true. 14 years after, my associate, Mr. He have a big problem in Spain. In Spain, he have a big change. He have a lot in all the Spain. He have schools to the computers, to the idioms. And in that moment in Spain, he put that official. All the private debt schools broke, kaput. And that man begin to have big problems economic. After he have a problem, divorce with his wife. He go just to the, and one day come here, tell Luis, the only thing that I have is here the writing, I need to sell that. In that moment, I have the possibility to take that.
To take over.
And he begin a new life with that money that he have put here without any idea. He begin his life in Spain. You see, something that he have put here, that it's nothing.
Yes.
14 years after, it's that save
saved
his future.
Yeah.
But after he have problems, because 2 years after he phoned me, Luis, you know, I go to marry another time. Oh, good. He have 66 years. Very good. I stayed. How is the lady? It's an engineer. Ah, good. It's a Russian.
A Russian.
And what do you speak? She don't speak English? I don't speak Russian. How you?
So they didn't speak a lot.
It's a disaster.
Oh, yes.
3 months after, she stay with all the things.
She took all the money?
And shoot him.
Oh.
He phoned me one night, he tell you know, I am in a telephonic phone. I am here alone with my luggage because I have finished with it. And after this, you know, it's like a story. His old wife that is divorced, that take him.
Yeah.
And he stay with her just to the end of his life. Sometimes you see something in the television. It's a story. That is a life story. Mm-mm. That there are a horse inside. The horse do that after in the end save, death save his life, after the mind of the man, it's not correct.
Yeah.
It's not safe. But and that is, he have a big success with the shows. And there are one time you are invited now to go jump to Appassionata.
Yes, because that's where, because Appassionata already existed.
There are an expo in Bern.
Yes.
And they invited me to go to present the show. In that show, there are a group of Spain and a group from Lipizan that each one do the...
How do you remember what year this was? How long ago?
Oh, Luis, it's 87 or something.
You started with Appassionata.
And no, I don't start.
No, but you were introduced to Appassionata.
It's that show in Bern.
Yes.
It's the expo of Bern. My wife knows the dates, but
that's somewhere there.
Maybe before. And the show, it's okay. I have a fantastic coach. It's Zagalo. It's my doctor with Zagalo do fantastic present there. And there are a German men that do much shows with the rock and that group. And in the end, he presents, it's Mr. Ofling. You know, I have an idea to have that four schools, that the basic, it's the horses with the origin Iberian, Lipizzanos, Frisons, Spanish in Portuguese, to do a big show in German. Okay, and the one hereafter, we begin in German with a show that the name is Royal Oscala. It's fantastic time. You know, my wife organized the music. She put the music in the entry. You have a little. It's something very single, but it's a bomb that. And Mr. Ovik stayed maybe, I don't know, 7 years or something like that with him. There are a moment he sell the show to a group from German. And it's the moment that it changed the name to Appassionata. So, and that people, one of the, there are two partners. One, he have much experience with shows. He developed much that, and it's a very good time. After they have, you know, the problems when there are money, that people begin to have fight a little. They stay only one.
Yeah,
but you have all time.
But
there are, you have, do you know that you do this year 27 years that you stay with Appassionata?
Yes, because Appassionata, when that started, because you said the first show it was in Bern.
It's not Appassionata. It's
No, but that was the show you did. It was in Bern. And then with Appassionata, was it already from the beginning that they travel around?
Yes. 1 year after begin the Appassionata with Mr. Ofling. Raining.
Yeah. It starts to rain in Portugal. But because now the name is Cavaluna.
Cavaluna.
Why did they...
You know, there are a moment Appassionata begin to change a little the line of the show. Because you want to do a show from young people, old people, to do a show more show. And you have somebody that they organize and write all here's a story. In that story, the horses go inside.
Yeah.
It's a show that the horses is not only show horses. It's a big show, like you have seen last year, when the horses go in some, like, actor.
They are actors.
This year, I am very satisfied because they give me the open from the show from this year.
Gate to the Other World. This is this show, right?
Yes.
It's the name.
I don't know the name, you
it
see?
Is. I know the name.
The show begin with a number, all in our number.
Ah.
That my doctor, you know, my doctor, Philippe, it's very good to organize because it's calm, it's very strong, soft. Huh? Mm. And he have organized a choreography very good. When you can present the five change, the pirouettes, the passage, the piaf, the Spanish walk, all that in the choreography. Huh?
Mm.
Because before, you have only little presence with the horses. For me, it's okay, but you don't. It's the same that you buy some bistec in there. There are no cell, or it's very strong. And now this year there are a special bistec, and the other numbers are good too. I think that is a very good show. But I am satisfied that I have a special number.
Yes.
When I can present the dressage from the horses.
Yeah, you can show more than just...
Yes.
But of course, also last year was the grand moment show with the best parts from all the shows. And but if the people who are listening to this story, if they never been to Cavaluna before, how would you describe the magic of the show?
I think that that it's the part from the man that do the realization from the show, that write the show. It's a man with much experience in shows, musical shows, and he knows what is best to the public. And he have do a good connection with the dancers, with the numbers more sportive, another numbers more circus, another number. You have do a good balance between that. And that it's because all time is with us, there are maybe 5 years. And it changed all here's a special story. I think that the big success it seemed when he write that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not satisfied much for us because you need to have more time. Before, the time in the Appassionata in the beginning, it's numbers, number from Padda, number solo, it's number from the jump horses, another number, there are bullfight numbers, there are a special, you have a number very good with the piano, that the horses go up in the piano and dance in the piano. There are much things, and now, in that moment.
But now it's more story.
It's story.
You really sit there and you enter a story.
Yes, but that I think to the public it's a big success because opened some parts from young people. It was after you have all time something more happy. The number from the donkey.
The donkey. From Bortolo. Has
Bortolo
a donkey.
And that to the young people.
Yeah.
You know, if the young people go, after you take the grandfather, the father, and they take it's a big success to the public. And you know that it's very important that to the show survive, that you have public.
Yes.
That he have people.
Yes.
And he knows he have big experience with that.
But there is a lot of public, because I went for a few years already, and I've seen how busy it is. But can you tell me, what does it feel like to perform in front of thousands of people all over Europe?
And it's equal to perform to two people or 2,000 of people. It's equal, huh? I tell you a story about that. The first show that you have do with the Royal Orskala, it's in Birmingham. There are 12,000 people inside. And my number begin with three horses in pad trois. And I have buy one horse to Pablo Hermoso de Mendoza, the good rider.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive horse. And when the three horses go inside, in the middle of the center line, the horse that is in the middle fall down like that. Fall down, the boys stay behind, do that with the hand. The lights down, I go, and when I arrive, the horse is tied.
Oh, no. Yeah. In front of 12,000 people.
In front of 12,000, the first show from the Royal Oscar.
Oh, my God.
Everybody stay paralyzed like that. Huh? The boy don't can move because the horse is in. And in the public, they come one guy. It's a friend of mine. It's a guy that do films. He have do the war horse.
Mm.
You have seen the film the horse from the war or some war horse.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's a friend of mine. They come from the public and they tell Luis, calm, that I go slowly. He go to take a machine. He cover the horse. That take maybe 2 minutes. The boy goes because he have broke the.
The
shoulder, and in that moment, I have tell to my wife, we got to change the music because it's my wife that do the music. Put a Verdi, some music from Verdi, and I have tell to my doctor Luisa.
Yes.
Don't take that horse. Take Zagalo. Zagalo is a horse that I have with much personality. You have changed maybe in 2-3 minutes with that music from Verdi. She enter in the piste, and you know the horses, sometimes they have, you understand the situation.
What happened, yeah.
What happened. And when she arrived in the middle, my doctor cry like a child because they have seen the other horses that have died. She cry. And the horse stop, look the public like that, and she have do a jambette, and the horse stay with the end like that. And the people, 12,000 people, go up like that.
Standing ovation. You give me goosebumps.
Something like that, maybe 3-5 minutes. And when they sit, she have do a presentation with the horse, maybe the best one of the horse. The horse, you have that feeling, the impulsion. But after the organization is Mr. Wolfer tell you that it's a disaster. The first show died a horse. You have a big tournée in England. But the other day, there are no email. It's the telex.
Yeah.
A link of telex to tell my because the died of the horse. And that you know that it's negative, it's positive.
Yes.
All the other shows, but that moment it's terrible.
And of course, if you have so much passion for the horse, and you have to change your mind in that. Oh my! I cannot even say anything. Just thinking about it,
the rubens and that. And when the horse leave, I have tell, I don't want to see the horse. Put the horse out.
Yeah.
And after I have no with Mr. Pablo Hermoso, I have tell you, the horse have do not one show. He have do 3 minutes from show. Normal, the horse, it's from the bullfight. You know, now you see, the horse don't have the preparation physically, psychologic, to do something. The horse, when you do the bullfights, I put some cotton
in the ears,
to don't hurt the music because it stayed very excited. I don't know, and the horse there, you have so much tension, attack cardiac.
You had a heart attack.
Heart attack, exactly. Like if you have deep. He goes in passage, the three horses, and the horse do that. Boom!
Yeah. Oh. But that is...
It's terrible. Huh?
Yeah.
I tell you that story because one moment that it's very negative give to the shows after.
Yes.
A big audience in the next shows that you have to.
Yeah, but because they probably heard how you and the team and the horses.
And the horses.
Solved.
And the horses. Yes.
Yeah, the horses, especially that horse that your daughter was riding.
Yes.
Wow. Exactly. Okay, back to Kavluna. Can you share some inside details about the new show, Gate to the Other World?
Some
detail about what, because you already said you're going to having a big...
The details that I can tell you, it's we have prepared the horse during July, August, September to the next show that it's in October.
Yes, here at your place.
In your place. The people from Patriota have come here in the middle of August. And we have presented the things. They say, okay, it's doing. You go. And they go. But all time it's prepared. I have two horses news in the shows. You prepare the horses, not only in the work, the dressage, because they are... the horses in dressage, it needs to have some buttons.
Yes.
Because when you do a show and you do a choreography, you don't, if, for example, now at choreography, you turn to the right, you go in passage. And it needs to go in passage. It's not to go in trot and after passage there. There are the moments. And that it's the buttons.
Yes.
To touch. And that it's very easy when the horse knows our process, you know. When he knows that, you give a little he knows. And after, in 2-3 shows, he knows better the choreography.
In the music.
The music.
Yes.
That the riders. Sometimes the riders
forget
the and the horses knows that.
Yeah.
The horses are fantastic. That, you know, I have speak with you about the circus man, Mr. Gruss, Lucian Gruss. Lucian Gruss, he do much shows with us in Liberty. And he have 7 or 8 horses, Lusitanos, crossed with Arab, white horses. And he give the names from the horses. Each horse have a name. And sometimes they do that. And he tell the name of the horse, Gully, for example. And the horse go out and go to him. And after, how do you understand it if it's a dog? And he tell me, you know, the names for my horses, you have all time one syllable different. Gully, Toto, Kabu.
Different sound.
Sound.
Yes.
And he learn that, and when you turn, he obey. That is the beginning from our philosophy from work. When you dress, you have the same philosophy. You don't force the horses with force a horse to do something. It's not nice,
No,
because the horse he loses personality and it's like a robot, And the horse, the best, the more nice in the horse, each horse he have his personality to give all that that beauty that he have from the nature. That lesson that Gruss give me, is, you know, you put the name of the horses with the syllables, the names, with a sentence different.
Yes.
Kabu, Mono, Tati. I give that example. You don't have that names, but it's...
For the pronouncement. How many horses do you have in this show?
Now I have 7, more 2 here. If you need to replace, I have 2 years.
They will come to the tour.
To the tour.
Then and I saw some already.
don't come now to the tour. You go only 7, but I have 2. If there are a problem, you can have a problem. One horse can die or something.
Yes.
Principal, the horse, for example, the cabrioleur, the jump horses, you don't can replace in 1 day. You need to have someone ready to go.
But if you preparing a show of this scale with so many horses, and the riders, and so many months the horses are traveling and the riders, how do you prepare? Or what is the biggest challenge for you? I mean, your biggest challenge to do a show like that? Like, what is most difficult about it?
It's not difficult.
It's not.
It's pleasure, you know.
Yeah.
And it's good that you change, because the routine is the worst thing in the life. Huh?
Yes. Gets boring, and then you make mistakes.
Bon, 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 bon. No. It's like a music.
Yes.
If you do a music, if the music stay all time in the same, bon, 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 bon. It needs to go, bon, 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 bon. Huh? You understand that? It's not... That is very good, because it's not a routine. It's to prepare new things. Huh?
And the team, there's quite a big team in the within your equipe that works at the show. How important is the teamwork to make it a success?
You know, I have young people that learn here. And all time, you have one thing. Maybe the next year I can go to Cavaluna. It's like a...
dream or a dream reward or something.
And this year I have two girls, fantastic. The last year one, you have begin to go, not to do all the shows, but to begin to taste.
Yes.
To taste that. And another, that it's very interesting. It's a girl that have here, two horses. It's a girl very... how will you tell value? It's not very expensive. It's all time. And now, after one year work here, now it's happy. And this is a very good rider. This year, she goes to the Cavaluna.
Oh, nice.
To the Cavaluna. She goes a little afraid, but she goes. She goes because she's very... correct in the things that you do. See, training is part here, all days he part, he repeat. Sometimes he repeat much. The other day I tell, don't repeat so much. Repeat one time, two times, and go.
Yes.
Sometimes when the horses learn something new, now I have learned with that, my first teacher, Mr. Mnitz. I have a moment that I begin with my horse to dress the canter in three legs. I remember that. And I ride the horse and they tell, stop, do the jambette, sign canter. Okay, stop, go down. Maybe it passed 40 seconds. And what happened? Go to the box, the horse. In half hour, return. Return in the same place, repeat. And yours, remember that. And they tell me one thing. You know, the moment that you have do a good moment exercise, you finish, you down, you go to the box, and they return 1 hour after. For him, he don't know if it 1 hour, if it 2 days. It's the moment that you have finished that, you go to relax in the box and they return. And when you return, you want to do what they have learned. Huh?
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, with Luis, you tell me by Luis, you know, sometimes the riders repeat and go and go and repeat. That it's not good to the horses. When the horses begin to learn something, you need to have the exercise, the gymnastic from the muscles. But when you go to special exercise, you do stop, go home.
It's a good one.
Huh?
Remember that.
and that result very, 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 very well.
Yeah.
Now I have received here one mare. I don't have mares here because I have in the total maybe 60 stallions here. Mm. If I put a mare here...
they go crazy.
I have a special box. I have here two mares now.
Yeah.
And one, it's from a lady. And they tell, I send you my mare here because the mare... it's a little, it's not crazy, but it's, all time it's afraid, it's with the eyes open, and I tell, okay, the mare can come, you go to training during 1 month, If I see, because the Mary, you have 10 years old, if I see that it's fixed in his mind, and it's very difficult to clean, it's better to don't expend more money. But the Mary, there are 2 weeks that it's here. It's my doctor, Sophia, that it's very patient, begin to work. Yesterday, the Mary, they give a lesson. You don't have to give that with the eyes, because when the horse stay nervous, the eyes begin to
flicker.
To flicker in look in the ears. And
yeah.
He has to give a lesson, fantastic. Relax, very, very, very good. And he's, oh, the result, the system, it's, you know, the, that animals, they are, why that horse is Lusitano, have choice to, in the other times, to the army,
yeah,
to the war, because he have very expressive, very moments that he can answer very quickly. Mm-hmm. Huh? To, but in that time, when I tell that 200 years before, you training that with force.
Well,
huh? After they come the time from the French La Granière, that he give a new system. He tell if the horses have relaxed his body and his mind, you have a big result in the work. But all time that horses are choice to the combat, to the war. In that moment, it's finished. There are no more because you have the terrible harms.
Yeah.
That kill everybody. And before now, it's with the horses, body by body. But, and you know why you have the bullfight? The bullfight begin. I don't know, 300 years before or 400 years before, the men to training the horses to the war, to the combat, you have seen that you have a type of bull that attack.
Yes.
Now we begin to close that bull, to training the horses, to kill the bull with the horses and to the horses, now to escape better to the danger. And after that, you begin to understand that there are some moments, some exercise that you can stay in, free from the danger of the bull.
Mm-mm.
And that begin to give another artistic game. It's the bullfights. Huh? But the bullfights begin because you have that bulls to training the horses to the war.
Yeah.
You have an animal that can attack and he can...
And train. Good one.
The water. You know, there are much stories. You see, I begin to put the stories one to the other. You stay here during 1 week.
Yeah, I can. We can continue for 1 week. I already thought that would happen. I want to go a little bit back to Kavaluna and to Holland, because uh-huh. there's also one show of Kavaluna always in Ahoy, Rotterdam.
Uh-huh.
And what is your experience there in the Dutch?
You know, I think that it's important, huh? Because, you know, in the north of the Europe, you have a type of the horse more sportive. There are much cross to have more that jump better, that mm-mm. have more movements. And with that cross, the mind of the horse sometimes stay a little not so kind. Huh? And when you see Kavaluna, you can see that the horses can do the things more kind. Huh?
Yes.
And that it's an example from that sportive horses and that the artist. It's like you have the Olympic Games with the horses from the north of Europe, and after you have the big ballet and opera in Italy to our horses.
Yeah.
But the same, it's the horse, and it's the way that you prepare the horses for that.
Yeah.
You see now that boy that have
just Justin.
Justin. I know Justin, the 10 years old, because he have the riding hall. He have the riding hall here near Mr. His teacher, Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
Goldberg, he have the riding hall near here. He have ride several times here with Goldberg. We have do several shows with him. And he have the basic things in the philosophy from Nuno de Oliveira. And the result is that a guy that never he prepare his horse with time.
Mm-mm.
And when he present, he pass.
Like with Sonic, Sonic now, with that Sonic Plus, and you won the Europeans and all, yes. But do you have a special connection with Holland?
No.
No?
No. The special connected, I can tell you, one very important. Not directly. But for example, my doctor, Luisa, that is in Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
The president, FC, the Guard Republican with the horses here. And he tell, I want the same in my country. And they go to Holland and Denmark and they buy 300 horses.
Oh!
The horses are there. 300. And a big problem because you have the horses. The horses with the price down, but with some problems. And when arrive there are no people to ride the horses. He needs to prepare the riders. And you have sent, in that moment, you have 5 Portuguese there to training the men and the horses.
Yeah.
And I think that, and you see, with the system, the President Macron have do the visit, there are 1 month and a half, and he have present with 2 months the work from the horses and the riders, 75 horses with the guard from the president. Why? Because you have a different training, a different. It's a horse not forced to do competition. It's to do a normal walk, trot, stop, you know. But the big problem, first, it's the riders. But the riders, you know, you don't know what is a horse.
No.
Now we think that it's a dog, or something like that. It's not afraid. It's not afraid. He begin to receive the orders to dress, and it goes very well. But now we have arrived the last fly. It's 80 horses that have arrived now.
And there.
And there you have much work to prepare that horses and that riders.
So that is a little link to the Dutch audience.
But you know, you speak me about the audience from Rotterdam.
Yes, I said a special connection to Holland, but that's more because you said what happened with the Dutch horses. Yes. But you went to Rotterdam Ahoy, of course, for years.
Yes, yes.
And
you know, the first impression from the public, it's surprise. Because he see something that he never see.
Yes.
And the audience can go because if you, there are some people that don't, it's not love the horses, but that shows it's not only the horses. It's the horses, it's the dancers, it's the music, it's the story.
Yes.
It's the funny things to the children. And that you have one audience not specific to the horses, but to the family. I think that the people that don't have see Cavaluna, he needs to go to see Cavaluna because it's a group from heart, from all different things, humans, sportive, funny, very someone's very surprised things.
And all parts of the world as well.
The
Cavaluna family.
Exactly. It's not only the dressage is specific. It's a big a big composition.
Yes.
To all the people stay satisfied.
And do the horses?
Do you know the result from that? Oh. I can tell you. The last year when the show finished,
yes,
he do all time the same. He tell the next year you go the day.
Yeah.
Huh? If you want to buy the tickets from the next year, you deduce, for example, 20% or 25%. And you know, the last year, he have sell quite the same tickets that he have do in the first day. Huh?
Yes.
Because the it's a reason that the people have like, and maybe he can take another friends from that. It's a different show.
Yes, because it's a bit addictive, the shows.
Yeah.
But the horses, because you speak a lot about the horses, but do they have different personalities when they go in the show? Do you feel that the horses change when they perform for the audience, when they're in the stable? Are they actors? Are they,
yeah,
you said the
you
actors.
So, you see, you have in the enter, you have when you hot the horses, after he passed to go inside of the pist, in that part, the horses knows,
yes,
that he sometimes stay nervous, mm-hmm, like a singer,
yes,
that go when they go up, he stay nervous. In the moment that you open the curtains,
they're there.
They are there. Huh?
Yes.
And one singer, there are not all, but there are some horses that when heard the music, you open the curtains, he give, if there are horses with more personality than the others, he put the neck more height and he tell, oh, I am here. I am the king now of the,
yes,
of the show.
Huh?
And that is very present to the riders and to the people that see the show. Huh?
Yes. Do you have one really special memory of one of the Cavaluna shows that you think that was a really special moment?
I have so much.
Yeah, you are for
someone's
sure.
Someone's funny. And that I am one very funny. I have one boy that is a little crazy.
A person or a horse?
A person.
Okay.
And you have a show like a bullfight. You need to put a cap black to take the car to go inside. And that begin the music, the rider go inside, and the guy goes and not take his cap, take a jupe from Amazon for my doctor, and he put in the head, he don't have on put the arms, and that everybody see that. Huh? And finally, what he do? He go with the jump in the head inside to do the show. Everybody tells you, what happened with that? And another, you know, in Cavaluna, the last show when you finish
the season,
you do something different. Huh? And there are one number, for me it's one of the best numbers that have Cavaluna, yet it's the Ninjas from Velázquez, from one painter, mm-hmm, of Velázquez. And there are a singer from opera, very good. Huh? And the rider come with the costume. And that day, what they have put in the head, they have put a peruca from a clown.
Huh? Oh.
And you go very serious with the horse, with the costumes, the normal for weekends, with the horse. And the Ninjas from Velázquez, there are the dancers down some moments, and the singer do sang, he do that. And when he pass there, he do that, and you see the guy with the
red
but he's a very good a good voice, and he transformed his
the laughing in the song.
Yeah.
So it is a lot of emotions during, yes, the show, where, yeah, people get emotional, they laugh, they cry. Is that how you want people to feel when they leave the Kavaluna show at the end?
You know, I think that they feel happy.
Happy, yes.
Happy. And much things in his mind. Because there are moments they stay the music. There are moments that stay some moments from the horses. When, for example, we jump with six horses.
Yes,
And that the people went to go. The children repeat that. That it's interesting because the show give to the humans a little the moments from his.
Do you inspire? I have, you know, in my work I have part of the company where I have like 32 kids with their own ponies and the parents who support them, and they. We all went to Kavaluna to see Kavaluna, and they got all the inspiration there. And then we made show teams. So all these kids are like in little groups, and they made their own costumes, and they made the music, and they did the choreography. And the whole summer, they've been performing at quite big events in Holland, and that was so much fun. And they were all inspired by the Kavaluna show. So it did a lot to our kids. So that's...
You know, here you do the same. You, the school from the children.
Yeah.
I don't have that that teacher now. But I have here a teacher, fantastic. During the year, imagine much things. You begin to train the children. Mm-hmm. In the end of the year, you do all time a show with a story. And that to the boy, to the girls, the little ones, it's something to have. There are a moment, you have the 1 year, a show very, very, very nice. And in the end, there are a padda, and he put two singers, that one is a man, what it's a lady, that singer. Mm-hmm. And the boys, he do like that he sing, but it's with the voice from the
for the adults. Oh,
and tell me
playback,
with the horse. But he do very, very, very well. And that is very good because he develop not only to ride, but to stay near the public. And to do another things different.
And you open have fun.
Fun and artistic.
Yes.
Artistic. Everybody have artistic blood inside. Sometimes the blood go. You need to develop. No. Today you go to put that outside. Sometimes you have fantastic children. Here there are, it's the girl. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I don't know what happened with that girl. If it's in the theater or something like that.
Okay, but we are going to finish our interview because I think we will continue for hours. This year, the Kavaluna show in Rotterdam Ahoy is on 14th and 15th of March. And your team will be there.
I hope so.
For sure. Will you be there?
I never know, but quite sure. Maybe you know, because Rotterdam, when I am children, my father is a marine.
Yes.
And there are a big boat that it's doing in Rotterdam.
Yes.
And my father and my mother stayed there 1 year and a half during the finish for the boat. Mm. And I have go there and I have some... touch from love, because I am out of the fathers. After I stay with my father in that place,
yes,
it touched a little my heart and remember the times. You know, it's all time. The heart that give the big and nice memories to your mind.
Yes, of course.
And you can have the memory from something that passed yesterday or there are 50 years before.
That's true. Well, Luis, thank you very, very, very much for your time.
Nothing.
And we are going maybe to see a little bit more. To see your school.
I need to you know, I want to show you something there, but I am in work there. But I have some points that I want to show you.
And if people want to know more about you and this place and maybe visit you or anything, how can they find you? Is it your website or social media?
All time to my email, because the emails go to my table.
Yeah, but if they want to read more, it's you have your website,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
That it's my doctor that it's organized everything. You know, because with the website, it's not there.
Do you know the name of the website?
You know, I am terrible.
I will write it down with this post.
I got to give you.
Yes, but it's for
sure. Well, say a question, heart, something
yes.
like that. I don't know. You know, I don't touch anything about that.
No computers,
no,
just
no
horses.
No computers. I write to a newspaper all month. Stories about I have 3 years maybe I have 200 stories for my life right there, and I never write in
computer.
I write in the paper. I give to my wife, and my wife
types
do translate that. Sometimes they tell what you have right here. I don't know, but I like paper, you know. I like paper.
And podcast.
And podcast.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for listening. And this podcast was powered by Kavaluna, Rotterdam Ahoy. Hope to see you in March.
In March, I hope so. And excuse my bad English.
No, it was good English.
I need to... When I begin to speak, after that, they go. You know... At about English, at the Master Oliveira, you have all-time classic music, all-time classic music, the operas principal. And there are 50 years before, the grooms from the horses, it's people that don't have... maybe it's quite old, don't know to write, it's people... But you see, I remember like today, one time, Julio, it's more, maybe the more brute from the, no? He clean one piece from right, a saddle,
yeah,
and he shield something from Verdi. Still like that, you see. But a brute like that, why? Because he have...
That's all he hears.
Yes, that you saw the music. You don't sing fado or something like that. You sing that...
Classical.
But it's that it's a question that I have tell. The things stay in the heart, that go to the mind, after the mind distribute
in the mouth.
In the mouth.
In the words. Oh, Luis, thank you very much.
Nothing. We could be here.